Brona Hammond is the Director of Communications at the Western Cape Education Department, joins me on the line now. Brona, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to your listeners.
I know you weren't prepared for this question, but out of interest, the gale force winds has not damaged any property to schools that we have in the system, do we?
I certainly hope not. I haven't received any reports, but I think we'll find out more information on Monday when the principals return to their schools. But yeah, I certainly hope not that isn't the case.
No, it's been howling indeed. It is the end of the first school week of the calendar year, of course, school year for 2020. Let's get some questions out of the way then. Do you have any handle on what the number of unplaced learners is?
I think, you know, that's one of the most asked questions I had this week, and I don't have an answer for you. You know, people are saying thousands of learners are unplaced. I'm sure it is above 1,000, definitely, but, you know, we are receiving learners every day into the province from other areas, as well as learners moving around the province, and we are placing learners every day. And I think what our priority now is to try and place as fast as possible. And I think next week we might get a better handle on it. It's also, we have what we call a 10-day snap survey. And on the 10th school day, we are able to then actually, the schools register all the learners that they have in their school, which also allows us an opportunity to see how many learners have been placed that are on our unplaced list, as well as the schools are able to deregister learners because of 10 days from their lists who have not yet arrived, which opens up places for other learners.
And then allows you, obviously, to then shift learners around if necessary to accommodate them as closest as possible, I imagine, to their preferred schooling environment.
Yes, certainly. It is an opportunity because a school, you know, cannot just deregister a learner if they've not been there for 5 days, for example. It has to be after 10 days if a learner is absent for 10 days, and lawfully a school can then deregister them. So it is something that gives us a bit of breathing space in terms of just a few more places opening up, and also allowing us to actually determine learners that are now in the system that are on our lists otherwise, and the parents have not informed us, you know, obviously, if they have had placement.
Does the end-of-the-month syndrome still affect the education department where parents, for example, would have sent their kids to, let's say, the Eastern Cape to go and enjoy a break, but they're waiting for their month-end salary or wages before they're able to transport the children back to the Western Cape?
Well, good question, Africa. Yeah, it has been something that we've seen in the past. We did see that it affected us less last year, but you never know what happens each year. But it certainly is. We do definitely, without a doubt, get a bit of a spurt after the 31st. So yes, yeah, parents, you know, we all are now end of the month salty cracks right now. So a lot of parents are waiting for that salary, and we expect to get a few more learners. Well, not a few, probably more than 1,000 learners coming in at that stage. So we are aware of it, and you know, but the problem is we don't know where they're going to land. That's the issue. So it does affect our planning, obviously, because it's not just the classrooms that we need as teachers, it's also textbooks and furniture that we require.
Which segues nicely then into my next question. The MSC Schaefer saying 93,000 learners are joining grade 8 in this province this year. Mm. This is a significant increase from the 85,771 grade 8s in 2019. That's an additional 7,200 kids. And if you average out at about 35 kids a classroom, that's 206 additional classes.
Well, you know, I think people just think about, oh, you know, you've got so many learners in the system, you've got so many coming in. You know, we have about 18,000 learners that just come in from the Eastern Cape alone. Now, 18,000 learners is equivalent to 18 new schools that we need to house those learners. And we are not building at that pace by no means. You know, we don't have the budget to build at that pace, and even land to purchase, you know, is a difficulty in some areas. You know, it takes years sometimes to negotiate with municipalities or landowners to get land. And then to build a school on top of that is, you know, it's costing about 70 million now to build one school. And we just do not have the budget to keep up with that. And it is becoming an issue. We're doing all we can. You know, we are building mobile classrooms, additional classrooms. We're trying to expand on schools to try and get those accommodation requirements fulfilled where there is demand in certain areas. You know, in the Helderberg Basin, that's probably our area of most concern, as well as Imphalene and Delft. Imphalene and Delft, we've had numerous projects. That's where we focus a lot of schooling, new schools in the last few years, but still, we're just not keeping up in that area, as well as the Helderberg Basin, the Strand and Zama area. And you can see when you're going on the N2 highway, the mobile schools that we've put up on that on the left-hand side going outside of Cape Town. And still, you know, we're not keeping up with the pace. We've said it, we've been honest about it for the last 7 years, that this is just an issue that we are foreseeing. And unfortunately, further budget cuts, we've been cut again by National Treasury. And this is going to, again, affect our infrastructure budget. And it is a concern, but I just am amazed every day at our teachers and principals who are trying to help us and assist us, and teachers who are dealing with larger class sizes than before and are doing so with a smile on their face. So we're very appreciative of that.
The other big issue, of course, this past week was that of scholar transportation. We know that residents of Beaufort West blockaded parts of the N1 highway earlier this week. That matter has been resolved because you reinstated the scholar transport provider in that area. But how are we looking province-wide as far as the issue of transporting our learners from home to school and back?
Well, every day we transport approximately 61,000 learners to and from school. And to transport 61,000 learners, it costs us 422 million rand every year. So that's a lot of money, 422 million rand. And it's a very costly thing that we do, but it's a pro-poor initiative that we that I know the minister has stood firm on, that she wants to continue, because it does ultimately mean that learners are getting to schools, and sometimes we can't build the schools in the areas that they are living because of distances, learner numbers, and even budget. So it is something that we feel that we are required to do, but what we have to do is we have to put a limit on it. And in terms of our policy, we have a 5 kilometer limit, and we have to stay firm to that limit. If we, you know, in some circumstances, we have digressed from it because of the fact that, you know, there might be safety concerns in some areas. And I know that one school, the learners have to cross the N2 highway in a very dangerous point. So they're between 4 and 5 kilometers. However, in most cases, we have to stay firm to the 5 kilometer rule. And that was the case in Beaufort West. When we looked at the contract was up for renewal, and it was seen that the majority of the learners actually were within the 5 kilometer zone. But this week we have since learned that there's been a new extension to a community out in one of the areas called Graceland, with new learners living in that area that had not applied before. I must make that very clear. They hadn't applied before, so we weren't aware of them. So what we're doing now, we decided to reinstate the learner transport scheme, given the fact that we are, you know, there's a loss to teaching and learning time. And we are now recalculating distances, getting names of learners and determining where they live, and a new policy will be created in terms of that specific route.
All right. And of course, these are just the basic issues we are addressing. I imagine in the coming weeks, Brona, we'll have a few more conversations, perhaps addressing some of the key issues pertaining to literacy and numeracy specifically. The president in June last year making it very clear that by 2030 he wants to have all 10-year-olds reading for meaning. And I'd really love to engage with you on what we're doing in this province to ensure that at foundation phase, really, we're ensuring that the kids are able to read for meaning, and obviously doing the basic computing and numeracy that is required. Brona Hammond, thank you very much for your time this morning. Director of Communications at the Western Cape Education Department.